From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Putri. We begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has said Indonesia's G20 presidency helps boost global investor confidence and accelerate the national economic recovery. Hartarto said in a statement as quoted by Antara on Sunday, December 19th, during the presidency, Indonesia is expected to enjoy domestic consumption surge by 1.7 trillion rupiah, GDP increase by 7.47 trillion rupiah, and involvement of some 33,000 workers in various industrial sectors. In addition to providing benefits for national economic recovery, Erlangga Hartarto also said that as the G20 president, Indonesia has an important role in bridging the diversity that exists in the G20 forum. Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry collaborates with the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO in sustainable management of eels on account of the very low survival rate of their seeds. This was stated by Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Sakti Wahyu Trenggono in a press release received by Antara on Sunday, December 19th. He explained that the application of conservation principles and the involvement of stakeholders in the management of eel resources were expected to ensure the sustainability of eel resources in Indonesia. The Indonesian national badminton team will not compete in the upcoming international tournaments held in India, which consists of the 2022 India Open, Shared Modi India International, and Odisha Open over health factors regarding athlete stamina and lack of recovery period. All three tournaments are slated for January. The Indonesian Badminton Association, or PBSI, Head of Development Rioni Mainaki announced in an official statement that the performance of the main team, second tier, and junior will likely not play at their maximum potential. They had just entered recovery from constant and high-intensity tournaments from September to December. Now we move to the international news. Israel is in the midst of a fifth COVID-19 wave due to the Omicron variant, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said on Sunday, December 19th, urging citizens to step up vaccination and to take precautions such as working from home. In a televised address, Bennett said Israel had bought some time by moving fast to limit travel when Omicron was first detected last month, but that this was now waning. He predicted a surge of sicknesses within a few weeks. Earlier on Sunday, December 19th, a health ministry advisory committee recommended that Israel add the United States to the list of red countries to which its citizens cannot fly without special permission. U.S. health officials urged Americans on Sunday, December 19th, to get booster shots, wear masks, and be careful if they travel over the winter holidays as the Omicron variant spread across the world and was said to take over as the dominant strain in the United States. The government is gearing up for the next phase of battle in a two-year fight against a virus that has killed 800,000 and disrupted every aspect of daily life. Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, told CBS Face the Nation that the number of Omicron cases will rise steeply in the next 2 weeks. Germany is tightening travel restrictions for people coming from Britain in response to the rapid spread of the Omicron variant there. The country's National Disease Control Center, the Robert Koch Institute, added Britain to its list of virus variant areas late on Saturday, December 18th. This means that anyone traveling from the United Kingdom to Germany must enter a mandatory quarantine for 14 days, regardless of vaccination status. Starting on Sunday, December 19th, France and Denmark are considered high-risk areas, meaning that those who are not vaccinated or recovered from the virus must quarantine for 10 days. The last item. The death toll from the strongest typhoon to hit the Philippines this year has surged to 208, the National Police said on Monday, December 20th, making it one of the deadliest storms to hit the country in recent years. At least 239 people were injured and 52 were missing after Typhoon Rai ravaged the southern and central regions of the archipelago. More than 300,000 people fled their homes and beachfront resorts as Rai slammed into the country on Thursday as a super typhoon. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Recent higher education institutions are asked to continue to transform and strengthen collaboration with various stakeholders, including the business world and industry, government, non-governmental organizations, professional organizations, the public, and the media. These efforts are important so that universities can respond to the challenges of changing times. Vice President Maruf Amin, while attending the 5th International Seminar and Conference on Global Issues 2021 online last Saturday, December 18th, said that transformation and collaboration were needed to make Indonesia's higher education world-class. Based on the assessment of the QS World Universities Ranking 2022, there are 7 universities in Indonesia that are included in the list of the best 1,000 universities in the world, including Gajah Mada University, which is in 254th position, and University of Indonesia in 219th position. In the ranking, the methodology used is to evaluate each institution based on 6 indicators, including research collaboration with international parties, academic reputation, and graduate reputation. According to the Vice President, collaboration and transformation can be applied in several frameworks. First, rejuvenating the governance and management of the education system, including research and development, by prioritizing good university governance. In addition, higher education as a motor of innovation can initiate collaboration in the form of joint research. This is important so that financing is more efficient and the development of science and technology is in line with the needs of industry and society. Second, review the research methodology so that it is adaptive to advances in information technology. He gave an example. Many research institutions have utilized artificial intelligence and big data in mass surveys. The third effort is to increase international cooperation between universities at the individual level, such as exchange programs between lecturers and between students. Ma'ruf Amin hopes that this program can improve the quality of lecturer research, the quality of alumni, teaching and learning models, to community service programs. Then he asked for higher education as a cultural center and a driver of social change towards a society that is democratic, forward-looking, as well as having faith and noble character. If these points in collaboration and transformation can be implemented, then the hope to make universities in Indonesia world-class and answer the challenges of the times can be achieved. And that's commentary.
Hello, listener. We meet again in our daily program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We begin with the National Social Solidarity Day on December 20, 1948. The National Social Solidarity Day was decided from the historical event which occurred on December 20, 1948, when there was a unity of the Indonesian military and people the day after the Dutch military aggression. Two extraordinary powers belong to the Indonesian nation, namely the NI and the people, united to struggle and defend Indonesia from the Dutch colonialism. The solidarity which became a top priority to drive the Dutch and liberating Indonesia from the grip. Now we take you to have a look on December 20, 1949, an inauguration of Cabinet and Prime Minister of the United Republic of Indonesia. The United Republic of Indonesia Cabinet was established as the result of the establishment of the United Republic of Indonesia after the recognition of sovereignty from the Dutch colonial power. The Cabinet served less than a year before Indonesia finally returned to the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. The Cabinet served from December 20, 1949 to September 6, 1950 in Jakarta. We end the segment with an event of Macau was officially returned to the People's Republic of China from Portugal. Macau is an area in the south coast of Republic of China. After the signing of agreement between Portugal and China on December 20, 1999, Macau became a special administrative region of China, which is valid until December 20, 2049. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging.
van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Mimpi yang Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is on Patimban Port prime export of vehicles to the Philippines. The Ministry of Transportation has officially handed over the management of the Patimban Port to PT Pelabuhan Patimban International or PPI after previously being temporarily operated by the government through an assignment to PT Pelindo or Persero. The transfer of the management of the Patimban Port Vehicle Terminal was carried out directly by the Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi at the Patimban Port, Subang, West Java on Friday. In the operation of this port, PPI cooperates with a Japanese consortium, namely Toyota Tsusho Corporation. During the handover ceremony for the management of the Patimban Port, Minister Budi Karya said, the management of this port is carried out with a government and business entity cooperation scheme. According to him, the handing over of port management to the private sector aims to improve the competitiveness of national logistics. He explained the construction of the Patimban Port was carried out to increase the national logistics index, as well as collaborate with the Tanjung Priok Port to become a new hub that has competitiveness in the Southeast Asia region. Budi Karya hopes the presence of the Patimban Port can make Indonesia one of the export bases for vehicles, which can improve the national automotive industry. He also invited all automotive industry players, both motor vehicles manufacturers, component and spare parts manufacturers, to the raw material industry to take advantage of Patimban Port. After it was officially handed over, Patimban Port, which began to be built in 2018, immediately served the initial export of 1,209 vehicles to the Philippines. Patimban Port is one of the national strategic projects, which is expected to become the forerunner of a new industrial and urban area in West Java called Rebana, stands for Cirebon, Subang, Patimban, and Kertajati Metropolitan, covering six regencies and the Cirebon City. Budi Karya Sumadi said, in addition to serving export-import activities of vehicles, the existence of the Patimban Port is also expected to be able to move the economy of the micro, small, and medium enterprises sector, agricultural sector, creative industry, and other sectors so that local products can compete in the global market. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon warna-warni, pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malam ku hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service with Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I'll invite you to North Sulawesi to enjoy the beauty of Lihaga Island in North Minahasa. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequency 3325 kHz or at www.voinews.id or through the RRI Play application. North Sulawesi is indeed known as a maritime paradise, and Lihaga Island is one of the tourist attractions in North Minahasa, which unfortunately is not often visited by tourists. Administratively, the island, which has an area of approximately 8 hectares, is located in Likupang Sub-District, North Minahasa Regency. To reach Likupang or Serai Port from Manado City takes about 90 minutes by car. After arriving at Likupang, you will still have to take another trip for about 40 minutes using a local fishing boat that is usually used to bring tourists to the island of Lihaga at a fee of around 800,000 rupiah for 20 passengers. To reach Lihaga Island, it takes a rather long time, but you don't have to worry because the journey will not be in vain. When you arrive on the uninhabited island of Lihaga, you will be greeted by a stretch of fine white sand surrounded by blue ocean. Before arriving on the island of Lihaga, you will be treated to a wonderful view of a small island surrounded by white sand and so beautiful water gradations. Before going down on the island of Lihaga, you can negotiate with the boat owner to circle Lihaga Island first. You will see the other side of Lihaga Island. The seaside is dominated by a stretch of coral and white sand with a beautiful view, an enchanting landscape that is rarely found in other tourist attractions. Some say the underwater scenery of Lihaga Island is as beautiful as the Bunaken Marine Park, which is also located in the famous North Sulawesi province. On Lihaga Island, you can enjoy underwater views by snorkeling. Although the island is not inhabited, there is no need to worry because there are facilities such as toilets and changing rooms available on the island. You can even stay on the island free of charge, but of course, you have to bring your own equipment such as tents and cooking utensils because there are no restaurants or convenience stores that sell food on the island of Lihaga. Due to its amazing natural beauty, Lihaga Island has also become one of the photographer's favorite location. Therefore, don't be surprised when you are on the island, there are many photography lovers walking around looking for a spot to capture the beauty of this uninhabited island. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Lihaga Island, an interesting tourist spot in North Minahasa or North Sulawesi. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topics.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
that you are.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about cuaca dan musim. Cuaca dan musim, which means weather and season. So stay tuned.Here is the conversation entitled Suhu 25 derajat Celsius. Suhu 25 derajat Celsius, which means temperature of 25 degrees Celsius. This conversation happens between Kevin and Nuni. Nuni and Kevin are walking on the road in the city of Bandung, West Java. They are walking while talking about weather and season. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mendung tetapi terasa panas. Berapa ya suhu udaranya?
25 derajat Celsius.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Mendung, mendung, which means cloudy. Tetapi, tetapi, which means but. Terasa panas, which means it feels hot. Berapa, berapa.Which means how much. Suhu udaranya, which means the temperature. 25 derajat Celsius, 25 derajat Celsius, which means 25 degrees Celsius. Dingin sekali, which means it's so cold. Berapa suhu udara saat ini? Berapa suhu udara saat ini? Which means how much is the temperature now?22 derajat Celsius, 22 derajat Celsius, which means 22 degrees Celsius. In the conversation, you hear the expression, berapa ya suhu udaranya? Berapa ya suhu udaranya? Which means, how much is the temperature? The expression is to ask temperature. The answer you may hear is the amount of temperature, such as 25 derajat Celsius,
25 derajat Celsius, which means 25 degrees Celsius. Let's listen to the other examples to ask temperature. Dingin sekali, berapa suhu udara saat ini? Dingin sekali, berapa suhu udara saat ini? Which means, it's so cold. How much is the temperature now? 22 derajat Celsius. 22 derajat Celsius. Which means 22 degrees Celsius. In Indonesia, especially the city of Jakarta, dry season is usually short and hot, while rainy season is usually short, warm, and rainy. Throughout the year, the temperatures varies from 23 to 33 degrees Celsius. It is so rare to reach below 22 degrees Celsius or above 34 Celsius. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mendung tetapi terasa panas. Berapa ya suhu udaranya?
25 derajat Celsius.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wash your hands with soap, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tembang Kiasan by Sri Widadi. The song created by Budiman Beje tells the story of fallen heroes who were killed in a gruesome way. The death of the heroes left sorrow for the Indonesian nation. The names and sacrifice of the heroes will always be remembered for good. The song, whose lyrics are relatively short, has a very deep meaning. The Budiman Beje wrote this song with beautiful lyrics like poetry. Well, listener, here is the keroncong song Tembang Kiasan by Sri Widadi. Enjoy!
Namamu tetap menyertai.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Done.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dalamnya lautan tak bisa diselami.
Dalamnya hatiku tak bisa dimengerti.
Dalamnya rasa tak bisa kupahami.
Harus ku yakini hati ini.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.